Greetings in the name of our precious Savior, John Horn, your speaker. Now shall we pursue a little further along the lines that we have been contemplating as to how guilt and sin may be removed. Now I'm sure it's an established fact, and we have been seeking to press it upon our hearers that by nature and by practice we are sinners and at a distance from God, and that no church has the power to put away sin. Baptism cannot put away sin. Good works cannot remove the least sin that you have ever committed. Nor has any man upon the face of the earth power to put away guilt and sin. It must come outside of yourself. It must come from another. And that one is our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Now shall we see it from the Word of God? It's one thing, you know, to make a statement, but all statements that we make, we certainly try to back up by the Word of God. Shall we turn then to the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 1, and we shall read to save time at verse 2, which says, "Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son," or literally in Son, "whom he hath appointed heir of all things, and by whom also he made the worlds." But now this is the verse I want you to hear. "Who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins," that is, made purgation or cleansing for our sins, "sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high." Now, there's something very interesting in this precious verse. In fact, it's all of real interest. It's profound. It's just like the Lord himself. And so after telling us just exactly who he is and from whence he came and the purpose of his coming, and if you look now, it says, "when he had by himself purged our sins." Now, he had no help in taking up the great problem of sin and settling it once and for all to the satisfaction of a holy God, a righteous God, a sin hating God. Did you notice that word? It said, "when he had by himself purged our sins." And I'm glad to be able to tell you today, friends, that I have a complete Savior, a whole Savior, not a part Savior. He didn't do a part, a workout part of the salvation of God, and then look to me to finish it, to add something to his perfect work. I tell you, no. The one I am depending upon in time for all eternity is the one who came from God, and who came from God for the purpose of by himself, all alone, making purgation or cleansing for sin. And listen, friends, it clearly states that when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, we haven't the time to tell you, or at least to go into it in any detail, but in the Old Testament, the priests that officiated in behalf of God, there was no chair, there was no place for any priest to sit down in the tabernacle nor in the temple. As a matter of fact, it was a one continual round of endless service, endless activity, which said day after day, "the work is not done." But you know, when my blessed Lord Jesus Christ said, "it is finished," when he finished the work upon the cross of Calvary, he ascended to God later. He was with his own for 40 days, as you will perhaps recall, and then he ascended to the right hand of God the Father, and it said of him that he sat down with the Father upon the Father's throne. The work is done. Oh, thank God, it is done. God is satisfied. Christ is satisfied. And all who come to him and trust him as personal Savior are satisfied too. And listen, then they can say, "we are bound for heaven on the way to glory, and sure that we will spend eternity with him." And can say further, you can say, and all who trust him, "nothing between my soul and the Savior, so that his glorious face may be seen. Let me ask you, friend, are you trusting to him alone? Otherwise, if you are not resting alone upon his finished work, you are not sure where you are going. You couldn't say, "I am bound for heaven. I am bound for glory." Trust him today as your own personal Savior. Receive him into that heart of yours. Your sins will be gone, your doubts will be gone, your fears will be gone, and you will be on the way to the glory land. Trust Him today as your personal Savior. For His name's sake, amen.